This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Welcome again to Between the Keys. I'm really happy you tuned in this week. You know, a lot of composers have written piano pieces that either are tributes or pay homage to earlier composers who they admire, or they pay tribute to a friend or a partner or colleague, or they will compose a piece that is deliberately in the style of an earlier composer. We are going to explore all these kinds of tributes and homages over the next hour. I'd like to get going with a piece by Carl Czerny, who was a pupil of Beethoven, and he was the teacher of Franz Liszt. Czerny produced more than 1,000 compositions, going up to Opus 161, if Wikipedia is correct. Now, of course, many of these pieces are exercises and technical studies and piano methods that I'm sure many of you piano students out there have dealt with. But Czerny also wrote a lot of very fine original music. Now, here's a sonata that I think is kind of neat. It's written in the style of Scarlatti. Let's hear it performed by Sandro Russo. Thank you. the pianist Sandro Russo performing music by Carl Czerny, a sonata in the style of Scarlatti with the opus number 788. The initials of the composer Joseph Haydn's last name, H-A-Y-D-N, correspond to musical notes that figure in many compositions that are written in tribute to Haydn. There have been so many of them. We are going to hear three pieces, one after another, that pay homage to Haydn. The first will be by Paul Dukas, his Prelude Elegiac. The pianist is Tor Espen Aspas.
Thank you.
Music by Paul Dukas, his Prelude Elegiaque, based on the initials of Haydn's name, and that was with pianist Tor Espen Espas. Here is Claude Debussy's homage to Haydn, which we will hear performed by a pianist who specialized in French repertoire, Jacques Février. Music by Claude Debussy, his homage to Haydn, performed by pianist Jacques Février. Jacques Février was a close associate of Maurice Ravel, as was another important French pianist of that era, Vlado Permuté. I thought we could hear Vlado Permuté perform Ravel's own tribute to Haydn, his minuet on the name of Haydn. Let's listen.
Thank you.
The Minuet on the Name of Haydn by Maurice Ravel, performed by Vlado Perlmutter, who was a pianist who actually worked with Maurice Ravel. Now, what about a piece written in homage to Ravel? I have one right here for you. It's by the Greek composer Yannis Xanakis. This music just bursts forth with energy, yet at the same time, it's very compact and concise. Let's hear it performed by Mark Pontus. Mark Pontus at the piano in a composition called AR, the initials AR, Homage à Ravel. And that was a piece written in tribute to Maurice Ravel by Yannis Xanakis. The first movement of William Bolcom's Recuerdos for two pianos pays homage to the Brazilian composer Ernesto Nazareth in the form of a choro. A choro is a traditional Brazilian dance form, and I think that William Bolcom really captures the spirit of the choro genre and also of Nazareth's style. Yet, of course, at the same time, William Bolcom's personality still comes out in this music all the way. Let's hear the choro movement from William Bolcom's Recuerdos in homage to Ernesto Nazareth, with the two piano team of Elizabeth and Marcel Bergman. pianists Elizabeth and Marcel Bergman, performing music by William Bolcom. That was the opening movement of Bolcom's Recuerdos for Two Pianos. This movement is entitled Choro. From time to time on this program, I have featured the music of Robert Helps, who was a composer and pianist who not only was a mentor of mine, but he became a very dear friend. And he was also a great mentor to many other musicians. Bob had a really profound impact on a lot of people. In the early 1970s, Bob composed three homages in a very tonal style that was quite different from the piano music he had been writing up to them, which was much more atonal and abstract. I have featured Bob's homage to Fauré and to Ravel on this program before, but it seems like I have not programmed his homage to Rachmaninoff. So why don't we hear that now with Robert Helps, the composer himself, at the piano. Music by Robert Helps, his homage to Rachmaninoff, with the composer at the piano. This is Jet Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys. This episode is all about homages and tributes, and the piano repertoire simply abounds with homages, tributes, portraits, pieces in memory of various luminaries, and so forth and so on. Rocket Man is in the news, unfortunately, and I am not talking about the Elton John song of the same name, which pianist John Baylis transformed into a piano arrangement that answers the musical question, what would have happened if Elton John, or rather Sir Elton John, and Johann Sebastian Bach had a baby?
Thank you.
pianist John Baylis, performing his own transcription of Elton John's Rocket Man in the manner of Johann Sebastian Bach. Leonard Bernstein's music has been getting a lot of attention lately, largely because 2018 marks his centenary year, and quite a few pianists have been working on projects featuring Bernstein's piano music, including a marvelous young pianist and a Steinway artist, Leanne Osterkamp. She recently recorded all of Bernstein's piano works for the Steinway & Sons label. I'd like to play a few excerpts from Bernstein's series of short pieces that he called Anniversaries. These are all brief compositions that Bernstein wrote as tributes or portraits of family members, friends, and colleagues. Here's a very short anniversary that Bernstein wrote in memory of the great American pianist William Capell, who was killed in a 1953 plane crash at the age of 31. This piece lasts only 28 seconds, yet it completely conveys the kind of drive and energy that typified William Capell's performances. And of course, it typifies the rhythmic vitality that is just pure Leonard Bernstein. One of Leonard Bernstein's anniversaries, that was a 28-second composition written in memory of pianist William Capell. Here's another Bernstein anniversary that is more lyrical and austere by comparison. Bernstein wrote this piece in memory of Helen Coates, who was one of his first piano teachers, and she later became his personal secretary for many, many years. The pianist, again, is Leanne Osterkamp. Thank you. We just heard one of Leonard Bernstein's Anniversaries for Piano. This was a composition written in memory of Helen Coates, and the pianist was Leanne Osterkamp, from her recent release on the Steinway & Sons label that features Leonard Bernstein's complete piano music. Now, I would like to draw your attention to the German and Bohemian composer Franz Bendel, who was born in 1833. He died young in 1874, and by all accounts, Franz Bendel was a superb pianist. He had studied with Franz Liszt, and he died when he was on an American concert tour. He came down with typhoid fever, and he was only 41. And among Franz Bendel's numerous compositions is a charming and very well-crafted homage to Chopin. Pianist Jonathan Plowright rediscovered this piece a few years back, and he recorded it for the Hyperion label, music by Franz Bendel. Music by Franz Bendel, a Bohemian and German composer who also was a concert pianist and a pupil of Franz Liszt. And we heard his homage à Chopin, performed by Jonathan Plowright. When I was putting this episode of tributes and homages together, I rediscovered this wonderful multi-movement work called Homage to Boston by Vladimir Dukhalsky, who is a composer better known by his American name, Vernon Duke. That was the name that he wrote popular music under, songs like Autumn in New York and Cabin in the Sky. There is a movement from this Homage to Boston suite that depicts the Charles River. And I love this movement because it has these wonderfully lush harmonies that are served up with big rolling chords. The texture is just delicious. I think you're going to fall in love with this piece just as much as I did. We're going to hear it played by Scott Dunn. I just love that music. I can't help it. I am just addicted to it. That's a movement from Vladimir Dukhalsky's Homage to Boston. The movement is called Charles River. That was performed by Scott Dunn, who is not only a superb pianist and a great all-around musician. He's a conductor and a scholar, and he knows everything. But he's also an ophthalmologist, if that wasn't enough. What a brilliant, brilliant guy. We are going to conclude with a piano arrangement that pays tribute to a pair of legends that I don't think anyone would link together. The legendary pianist Vladimir Horowitz and the legendary band Queen. Now, pianist Stephen Spooner somehow has managed to bring Horowitz and Queen together. I think it's best to let Stephen Spooner explain for himself.
If I was really going to pay homage to Mr. Horowitz, I had to update his idea of playing things that the audience would know. I think Mr. Horowitz calculated this so cleverly. He knew that people would come to the concert hoping to hear Stars and Stripes or other of his transcriptions. But they would leave the audience, they would leave that place being fans of the rest of his program, which included the breadth of the piano repertoire. So if he were alive today and active today, he wouldn't be transcribing Liszt Hungarian Rhapsodies or Sousa Marches. He might be transcribing things that people today know. That's why I chose We Are the Champions by Queen. I took this tune and I completely altered it. I studied Mr. Horowitz's transcriptions. I studied their structure, their techniques, and I came up with something that I hope he would appreciate. This is my own etude in memory of Mr. Horowitz.
That was one of the legendary band Queen's greatest hits and most iconic anthems, We Are the Champions, transcribed and performed by Steven Spooner in the spirit of Vladimir Horowitz. Why don't we wind down with a little encore? This is a piece by Alfredo Casella, his own homage to Chopin, performed by Luca Ballerini. Thank you. pianist Luca Ballerini, playing a piece composed in homage to Chopin by Alfredo Casella. That's a nice lyrical encore to close with, don't you think? This past hour, we have been exploring piano pieces in the form of tributes and homages, or as the French say, les hommages. I've enjoyed researching and putting together all of these works, and needless to say, there are so many more piano tributes and homages that I did not get to include this time, but I will do so on future episodes, I promise you that. Thank you so much again for listening. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org, and I've been your host, Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. I look forward to us being together at this time next week. So until then, be well, be helpful, and please be kind.